Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
The reviews for Aquaman come pouring in. Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn casting news, and the Batman movie is coming together today on DC Movie News.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's DC Movie News.
Wonder Twin
powers activate. Form of a giant hailstorm.
Form of a bird with a tongue.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I'll take it. It's a bird. I mean,
and it has a tongue.
They all have tongues.
Yeah, but this one in particular
has a rapturous tongue.
Well, you know, like a flying bird.
I don't even care.
You're just happy with it.
We just did it. A successful Jen and Zaina.
Which one am I? Zaina?
No, Jaina. Zan and Jaina. Jaina's the girl.
I'm Jaina.
Yes. I'm Zan.
Yes, you are.
Jaina's, I think, the girl's name. God, you know.
I'm trying to put out this tweet, but you're too interesting.
Oh,
too exciting.
Wow, that's so exciting. I'm so happy. That's right. We're just Wonder Twins today.
Well,
that's
we've been Wonder Twins a lot recently. I mean, if I have a moxie with Mike, what's mine with you? Because it's
Wonder
usually,
Twins.
Oh, we're the Wonder
Twins. We're the Wonder Twins, absolutely.
Really,
if you ever Wonder Twins with anybody else, I will be really offended.
That'd be really rude.
Welcome, one and all, to DC Movie News. I'm one half of these Wonder Twins. My name is Adam Gertler. Thank you so much for joining me. I am joined, of course, by the ever-lovely crown jewel of the DC Movie News universe, Miss Roxy Stryer.
Always running behind, always trying to get this stuff up, always doing everything on the fly.
Four years and counting, and we make it happen.
Yeah,
we have more episodes than there are DC movies by a factor of 306.
That is so true and also frightening. We've been doing this show for a very long time.
A very long time.
How do you feel about the fact that there's two of us in this room and one of us has seen Aquaman and the other hasn't?
I'm not great about it.
You don't feel great.
I don't feel great about it. Also, the fact that I had to give away my tickets to see Aquaman on Saturday.
Yeah, because of stupid parties or something?
Well, it's my brother's birthday party.
Couldn't you move
but
his birthday?
I will say this. I gave it to somebody from work who is a child that I'm very friendly with, and he is a big comic book movie fan.
So you feel good about it.
I feel great about that. And what's cool is that his father is taking him to Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse and has not told him that afterwards
they're going to see Aquaman.
Yes.
That's so great. How old's the kid?
He's like 12.
That's like a 12-year-old wet dream.
How cool is that of a dad thing to do?
Like, I don't think I used that right, did I?
I don't think so, because 12-year-olds do have wet dreams.
Yeah.
And a 12-year-old's wet dream.
A 12-year-old's wet dream is just a wet dream.
Is a wet dream.
So it's a 12-year-old's real sex.
I mean, it's a real cool thing for, oh boy.
It's sex
you
for
know
a
what?
12-year-old.
Sometimes it's okay to cut the line
and just
abandon ship.
Jump.
You don't need to always, you know, recalibrate and stay
sensuality
on that same path.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not very good at abandoning ship.
No, you're not.
No, I ride it into the waves and then they crash
into the ground.
And then all of the waves are coming over and then I drown. And then while drowning, I'm still shouting, 12-year-old sex.
Yes. Well, I'm glad you talked about waves and crashing, because obviously we got to talk a little bit about that Aquaman.
Yeah, I teed you up for that real well.
You did.
Mm-hmm.
So as I said, I'm not going to see this film until December 20th. And I'll tell you,
it's so long from now.
It's so long because what really does bother me, and the I'd say the worst thing about doing the kind of thing we do with being in the space where you get to talk about movies and all the minutia, is that if you want to bury your head in the ocean and not listen to anything until you see the film, you can't. And so people have seen this movie. Roxy's seen the movie. If you don't want to hear anything about Aquaman, you should get out of here now. We're not going to spoil anything, but I would like to hear Roxy's general thoughts about the film in some way, and that now she's allowed to talk about it.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to
Last
hear
week
that...
you just read my tweet, which I couldn't say anything about, but could tweet. How weird is the universe that that's a thing?
That is kind of weird.
Yep.
Just the fact that Twitter is such a thing and it's so powerful is a thing.
Yeah, there's that. And the fact that...
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Regardless what you think about him, it's a tool for the president of the United States to get information to the people of the country. Twitter.
Yes. And boy, does he ever.
All of them have.
So
good for you.
The reviews of Aquaman have been pouring in. And
what have you been noticing from them? Do you feel like, because I think everybody's timeline is a little different, the majority of the reviews that you're seeing via Twitter or YouTube, whatever it is, positive, negative, where do you think it lies right now?
I got to tell you, it's hard to find any of them that are really, really negative.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are pretty positive. Well,
I think there was a couple of really negative ones.
I haven't seen too many.
Did
I'm
you see
saying
John
most.
Rocha's?
I didn't, but I heard he was not a fan. But I know he's got hot takes all over the place.
Yeah, he does. But, oh, God, he said some nasty things
yes.
about it.
Yes. But, you know, there's also the thing that tends to happen sometimes where, like, if something is getting positive buzz, you do get that, like, what are you all seeing? And people like to be contrary.
Mm-hmm.
I know that that is a thing. But I don't know if I think Roke is like that or not. But I don't know. I mean, the guy knows a lot of movies. I will say Variety was very positive. Batman News, not surprisingly, was pretty positive, but that's a good thing. I also saw, Hindustan Times? I just kind of randomly checked out some reviews. Most everything is praising the special effects. A lot very mm-hmm. positive about Aquaman and Mirror. But one consistent thing, and again, I don't know specifically what this refers to. Like, the negative thing is, like, some weirdness. A weirdness or a tonal thing or the way the tone kind of switches.
I can concur with that.
Yeah, so that in a way that doesn't necessarily jive with a lot of people.
Remember, my tweet said, one part badass, one part goofy, one part WTF.
Okay, so
and
the WTF.
And the badass and goofy, tonally speaking, sometimes we're really, really serious, and then other times we're octopuses playing the drums.
I have heard there is an octopus playing drums.
Octopuses?
Octopi.
Octopi.
Octopi playing drums.
It's just one, though, so just octopus playing the drums.
There's just one octopus playing the drums.
Yeah, but I was just curious what the plural was.
Yes, definitely
what
octopi.
What do you think the plural of thesis is, by the way? Thinking about that today.
These theses? Theses?
Theses. Right. Thesi?
I don't think it's thesi.
Mm. Octopus thesi.
I wish you just stopped. I wish you could have stopped when you made me feel smart about saying octopi.
Yeah, I should have. Sorry.
So
are you feeling excited going into this now more so than you were prior to
this? I feel
reviews?
Exactly the same as I did like months ago. Like, okay. This is exactly since we started hearing the first reviews, I feel exactly in the same. I think I'm going to enjoy this film.
I think of this group, I was asked this question on Collider Live of Adam, Johnny, Mike, myself,
mm-hmm.
I think you will like this movie the most.
Well, I can't wait to see it. I will be honest, you know. My attitude is always, I always want to be really positive and like the movie until I see it and I don't, because then I have forever to know how I actually felt about it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have questions for me? What do you want to know? I won't spoil anything, but what are you curious about?
Well, I've heard two things. One review said, wow, the opening of the film is great. And another review said, the film doesn't become great, this is a Variety, until the very end of the film. Like, the last 25, 30 minutes are insane, and it's a lot of world building up till then. But I would enjoy that. So I like when it takes its time and builds a world, and it's like over 2 hours, like... You know, we made a big joke about the Justice League thing and, like, how everyone was like, don't get too concerned because it's under 2 hours. But it turned out, like, that under 2 hours was kind of, like, an indication of how much this was a by-the-numbers, algorithm-y kind of movie mm-hmm. and not a movie that had a soul of its own.
So this movie did feel a little long. I think this movie could have been 2 hours as opposed to Justice League that could have been 225.
Okay.
But I preferred the beginning of the movie to the end of the movie.
Okay.
So I thought that James Wan's direction really shined towards the beginning of the movie, especially some horror elements almost, like a little bit of fear, a little bit of mystery, not mm-hmm. knowing what exactly is going on. And I thought that the beginning of the movie, I was super duper in. I did not love the end of the movie as much.
Okay.
I thought the end of the movie was interesting and good and set me up wanting an Aquaman 2.
Okay.
But I was going into it, I felt stronger about it than coming out of it.
Okay, so I guess now what I'd like Roxy to do is rank the DCEU films, starting with Man of Steel to Aquaman being the ones in release. Yeah. So you have...
So here's my ranking, I think.
Okay.
And by the way, I've only seen Aquaman once, so seeing it again could change that, right? I've only seen it once, so maybe if I see it a couple more times, maybe a few more things stand out. I'm very different than most people, as mm-hmm. you know. My rankings already are kind of skewed, but I would say Wonder Woman's number one. Mm-hmm. And by the way, if Wonder Woman isn't number one for somebody, I don't understand. I know people have different opinions, but it's just like, oh God, it's so by far the way and away the best. Wonder Woman's number one. Number two for me is still Suicide Squad, which is...
So keep that in mind, folks.
Yeah, keep that in mind.
Just keep that in mind.
Bear
that
in mind.
That's Roxy. I just wrote down SS, and that's never...
Yeah, no. Especially as a Jew writing that down. Be careful. It's not... This is not what I think are the best, right?
What you enjoy. Your favorites.
What I enjoy. So Wonder Woman's first, Suicide Squad second. I would put Aquaman third.
Okay.
Aquaman goes third. After Aquaman, I would put Justice League. After that, I would put BVS.
I can't wait to hear the chat roll right now. There are people screaming at Roxy's
Dryer. After that, I put BVS, and then after that, I put Man of Steel. And literally, here's the thing. I would rewatch Man of Steel more times than I would rewatch BVS or Justice League, mm-hmm. but I get nothing makes me more mad than Man of Steel. I don't walk away as mad from Justice League or BVS, and Man of Steel, once we get to the dog... I'm pissed. So that's why that's last for me. It ruined the whole thing. It does not, for me, Clark Kent does not make sense as a character any longer.
Well, I probably put Wonder Woman and Man of Steel up there in the top two right now. BVS behind that. BVS, I have a lot of problems with, but I do find it rewatchable. There is so much like pretty imagery in it. I do have a lot of problems with it. Suicide Squad, I do not like. I actively dislike. Justice League is frustrating. We had a great time watching Justice League, but I can't come back to it because I feel like they really screwed up the Superman character so much. And just, just the fact that it was like such a movie by committee. I'm not one of these people that's all about give me the Snyder Cut, but I certainly would have preferred Snyder's complete vision to whatever we got, which was this transitional phase. So do you think, with how you like Aquaman, putting in that top three, do you think that this helps the future of DCEU films? Do you think it's just going to be kind of whatever? Do you think people are going to be like, no, now we want to clamor for more Aquaman? What do you think?
I think that this had... And I don't believe this is a spoiler, but if you don't want to know anything at all, maybe mm-hmm. close your ears. This did not in any way, shape, or form connect to any other movie.
Okay.
At all.
And I've heard people disagree with that. John Rocha, I heard, actually disagree with that in a way.
Very surprised with that. I mean, it just really did not make me feel anything about the future of DC, except for the fact that I liked it. And I don't think it should, because this was still very transitional. I think Shazam is the first step in the non-transitional of the films.
And that remains to be seen if there will be any kind of cameo or anything.
Right.
Like, we know the existence of Batman and Superman and Wonder Woman exists in the Shazam world, but if they are actually the ones that we've met, we have not known yet.
Tons of questions in the chat about credit scenes. I will say, yes, there is a mid-credit. No, there is not a post-credit.
Okay. Aquaman has made more money in China in just 4 days, and since that, it has made over $135, $150 million. So this film is already... pretty much made its budget back in China, which is significant because Justice League did not do particularly well in China. So
why do you think that is? I know you haven't seen this movie yet, but just based off the characters alone, why would Aquaman...
Do you think that James Wan being a director of Asian descent has anything to do with it?
I think it has a massive
Because James Wan is very well known. I know Fast and the Furious.
Not just because he is of Asian descent, but because he's well loved over there.
Yeah.
I think it's a combination of those things.
I mean, which would mean like the public is much more aware of who's making these films. Because even in the United States, I don't think people are super aware of like James Wan. I'm speaking in the very, what do you?
I want your pencil, but I wasn't going to say it out loud.
Oh, good, good, good.
But now I did.
Now you did.
Because you said what?
Oh, well, I mean, it's just, I find it really shocking. I'm still shocked that Justice League was, like, such a sputter at the box office, because it's just, like, with so many heavy hitters, how does that happen? But I guess it's not surprising. Like, you see, like, Black Panther become, like, the biggest Marvel movie in this country, and it's Black Panther, who is pretty much a minor character.
Mm-hmm. Here's something I'll say. This is Jeff from the booth. I know I'm not Aunt Anthony, but...
Jeff from the booth.
We're so happy to have Jeff from the booth. Did we give your name ever on this show?
You guys might have... If y'all in the chat remember, let me know. But yeah. I'm a very casual superhero fan, but I'm a huge film lover. Sometimes with the with the ensemble movies, I'm already exhausted before I go in. And I'm like, I don't want to have to do homework. Huh. Whereas when it's Aquaman, I'm like, oh, cool, I'll just go watch this fish movie with Jason Momoa. And it just feels a little less like I'm already overwhelmed by the world. Sometimes when it's...
And you think that's why maybe overseas?
I don't know, because...
But things like Infinity War did right. incredibly well overseas.
Exactly.
But maybe that was because it was more earned.
Maybe.
I think, yeah, well, if you want to talk about the connected universe, I mean, that is one thing that Marvel Studios did exceptionally well, and they seem more and more like the only studio to be able to pull that off. And other franchises are kind of lessening their mm-hmm. connectivity. But really successful abroad. And it looks like it's going to do great here. I don't know what the latest projections are, but...
I think fans are really going to like this. Did I love it? No, but I did really like it. I want to see it again. And I think that it's fun a lot of the time. And the world is just fascinating to watch. So
Did you see... I know we talk about this sometimes. Did you see Bumblebee?
No, I haven't. Last night they did screenings and I went to see Fleetwood Mac instead.
Oh, that's cool.
It was like a what do I do situation. And then it was like, is this even a question?
See Bumblebee anytime.
Stevie Nicks
yeah.
or Hailee Steinfeld. Let's be real. Not that I don't love Hailee.
But yeah, and she's in two films. I did see Into the Spider-Verse, and I thought that was incredible.
It was amazing.
Do you think that will affect Aquaman's box office at all?
I think both these things are going to massively affect Aquaman's box office. I think Mary Poppins will affect box office. I think that Bumblebee will affect box office. And I think Spider-Verse, which is coming out a couple days before, will affect box office. Now, I think Aquaman will also affect their box offices.
Right.
Their box office?
Their box offices.
The box offices.
Yeah.
Love to end things with feces.
Yes. Box office.
So I do think that they're going to have an effect on each other for sure. But Bumblebee and Aquaman being the ones that I think will bang the most, because... Everybody likes to see a good bang sesh between a fish and a bee.
I mean, you could have said bump heads. You just said...
I was banging my hands together for the iTunes listeners. Some sensuality. No, I really do think that because Spider-Verse is coming out a little bit before. For yeah. Aquaman and Bumblebee to be going head to head,
it's a lot, but I mean, I really am interested...
Don't Transformers do really well overseas?
They do. And everybody is saying that this is by far the best Transformers movie.
Yeah. I like the first one.
But Aquaman's also getting good response. That's the other great thing. And again, I don't want to be like, I like all these films. I've wanted a good Transformers film for years. I've never had one that I liked. So I'm excited about all these things doing well because I'm a huge Transformers fan. I used to play with the toys as a kid. I'm a big Marvel fan and I'm a big DC fan. I was actually bummed after Spider-Verse saying like, oh, damn, well, I guess Sony can make good Spider-Man movies.
Yeah.
Because like they did.
Yeah, it was
I'm not
awesome.
Saying that about Venom, but I'm saying about this.
I do think that I saw Aquaman in the morning a few weeks ago and then I saw Spider-Verse at night that night.
Yeah.
And I was still processing Aquaman and then I went to see Spider-Verse and there was no processing that had to be done afterwards. I was like, oh no, I just loved that movie. You know, when you walk out of a movie and you're like, I liked this.
How did I feel?
You know, which is kind of how I felt after walking out of Justice League.
Don't you think I feel like parents are going to be more jazzed to see Aquaman with the slightly older children or something like that. Because, like, there is still the stigma of, oh, that animated film. Mm-hmm. Like, I was telling people I saw a Spider-Man film. They're like, there is a Spider-Man. Oh, that animated film.
Well, I don't think it's smart. Now they're finally advertising it as Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
But I had heard everybody just referring to this as Into the Spider-Verse. And that kind of sounds like Girl in the Spider's Web or right. any of the other things that have come out. If you just hear Into the Spider-Verse and you're not a fan, you don't know what that is.
Yeah.
So I think once people know, oh, the Spider-Man animated movie.
I would say despite the battling that it's Aquaman's going to be doing, I think one thing that really does help it is the fact that it's made all this money already overseas, that it is already a hit. So they're coming in, they're opening up like, we're already a hit. And they've been showing this movie all over.
Yeah.
I think Collider just did a screening with James Wan last night. So they're definitely not trying to bury this film.
Why didn't you go to that?
I did not get invited to that.
Oh, my God. All you had to have done was text Christian.
I did not know. I didn't even know it was happening until I saw the mic on Twitter.
Crap.
I would have totally have gone. That's too bad.
Crap.
Whatever. I'm seeing it on the 20th.
Yeah,
I'll see it on
fine.
The Thursday.
You'll be fine.
Obviously, there is a ton of press. Did you see Jason Momoa doing the haka dance at the premiere?
Yes, of course. Of course. That looked awesome.
That did look pretty
cool.
That
was really badass.
I mean, he's a good guy to be the spokesman of your film. So do you think we're going to get more Momoa as Aquaman after this film, or do you think it's a one and done ski?
I think 100% we're going to get more. I mean, they're already talking about Aquaman
right.
2.
We did announce on this very show.
And it's not just because they're talking about an Aquaman 2, but I think that if we know people love Gal, right?
Yeah.
Now I think we know people love Momoa. One thing I'll say about this movie is I can't picture anybody walking out being like, Momoa's not a good Aquaman. He's a great Aquaman.
Well, good. That was a concern that I had.
No,
yeah.
He is a great Aquaman. So now that we're on board with both those, we don't know exactly what's happening with Henry. We don't know exactly what's happening with Ben. If we turn the tides, we get Shazam and we love him. And we start to just add slowly people that we love. Maybe we do the Green Lanterns and we love them.
Right.
Maybe we end up liking Ezra Miller as Flash, which right now I don't particularly, but other people do. Now we're hitting singles.
Yeah.
And that's what we need to do.
And then there's a lot of very diverse films down the pipeline, which we'll talk about. But you had mentioned not knowing Henry is still Supes. According to Aquaman,
yeah.
He called his boy Henry. Oh, are we watching video of the haka dance right now? Is
yeah,
that happening?
Yeah. So awesome.
Haka, yes.
Jeffrey, we're playing that in real time?
Oh, in real time. The fans are seeing it with you guys.
Oh.
Isn't that great technology?
That is
we
really
cool.
We
almost are as technologically advanced as Aquaman.
He looks more comfortable doing this than on SNL, I would say.
Yeah.
How did you feel about Momoa on SNL, Adam?
There were moments. I mean, some people
really?
Are just made for that kind of thing, and some people aren't.
I was impressed.
He was underserved by the writing.
He was underserved by the writing. There was, like, one of my favorite bits was, like, very much later in the show, like, one of the last ones. Oh, when he was the father.
Yeah,
that weird-ass one, like, that was actually kind of the only time I actually laughed out loud, and maybe one of the pre-recorded pieces.
Yes, SNL in general has been backloaded every episode this season.
Which is so weird, because it used to be like, who watches after update?
Going back to what Momoa said about Henry Cavill, this is the quote, and this surprised me that he said it as steadfast as he did. Quote, "I just talked to Henry. He's absolutely not leaving the character. He loves the character. He's not 100%.
Right. I think that this is Schrodinger's Superman, in that he is both Superman and not Superman until we have word on being another Superman, meaning that he's not fired. He's not, but there's also no new Superman plan. So he is both dead and alive as Superman, much like Schrodinger's cat. Till you open that box, he's in a state of both things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Smart, wicked smart.
But what do you, I mean, I like the fact that he took that point of view, because people were asking earlier in the week, Momoa kind of said, you know, if Ben Affleck is done, if Henry Cavill's done, maybe it's just a point where they are in their career. They already didn't. He was being very diplomatic and kind of trying to defend those guys.
He had said, if they're both out, then listen, it's just the place they're at in their careers. I mean, how many has Henry done? He's done 3. Yeah, I mean, like, you want to move on. So that he took that back, obviously.
Yeah.
I would love more than anything, and I know some people are not on this page, but I've thought about this. I would really, really love for Ben and Henry to both be still in. Because regardless of the fact that Henry has not been my favorite, I think we saw glimpses in Justice League of what would be my favorite. And if Ben could just be all in, his most recent trailer was so badass. I just love him as a performer. So yes, for that Netflix movie, whatever that is. Speaking of trailers, remind me that in a second.
Triple Frontier, was it? Something Frontier?
Yeah, something like that. But that's not even the trailer I was talking about.
Okay.
But if they were both like, F it, we're in. Let's do this. We're all in. All In, I feel like DC's used that before. Unite the
All In. Yeah,
like,
it might have been.
If they just all were in, I would be so excited. If they made some announcement like, actually, we're doing this. And we're doing a Man of Steel 2. And we're bringing Batman, Ben back for the Batman. I'm in on this cast. I just need them to be in.
Yeah, I think I'm over Ben. I'm definitely over Ben at this point. I want a leaner, younger, more, you know, into it Batman. You know?
He would have to be into it, though, which he's
just
not right now.
I can't. It's hard for me to see past him as Ben. And I really do like what he did to a certain extent. But at this point, after all this time, if he was now, I'm on the other side. If he was still in, I'd be
out.
I'd be against it. I'm not out. It's a Batman movie. I'm never going to be out. But I just feel like so much time has passed. I think the reason the time has passed and they haven't made any official announcements is because they want to make it less of a big deal when they do announce.
The chat, Archie says, I'm done with Ben too. Zia says, same, Adam. Some people are saying that they'd actually like that as well. Star Drew says, I'm with you. Ben and Henry still in. So I think it depends on who we're talking to. The thing that I just told you to remind me about, though, the trailer. Did you see the Brightburn trailer?
Yes, I sure did.
Is that even on here? Because it's not anything for us to talk about.
Well,
it's
James Gunn
produced
film that very much seems
directed by two other guns, or screenplay by two other guns. I mean, Brian Gunn and Mark Gunn.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Director is David Yurofsky, but
yeah, and it looks like very much like the Man of Steel trailer, but warped a little bit in the dark, which we've seen before in like
not to this extent,
but in comics,
yeah,
we've seen it done in comics before, like the anti
Superman,
like Hyperion and things like that.
And if you look on their IMDb, it has to say like in no way is this associated with DC.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's really good.
Yeah,
it was really
crazy.
Creepy, right?
Yeah.
There's like, there's something wrong. Somebody called it like we need to talk about Clark or something like that.
Yeah. Totally.
But good stuff. We mentioned last week that we were talking about. In addition to the Batman movie, this is not a big official thing, but Umberto Gonzalez, El Mayimbe,
friend
of the show, who does break a lot of scoops, particularly DC scoops, and shoots down a lot too. He shoots down a lot of rumors. He's basically saying that the most recent draft for the Batman
from Matt Reeves' script rewrite is due before the end of the year. That is his Batman update as of December 11th.
Yeah, which is exciting, but it also says if that's due, that means a year of pre-production. That means we're shooting this movie in 2020.
And that doesn't even say final script. It says script rewrite.
Yeah, so it does look like, 2021 is the earliest you're looking at of the Batman film. So that, to me, really just takes Affleck out of it more.
You don't think 2020, end of 2020, we could do? What do we have going on
in
2020?
So
is that Wonder Woman?
Let's say the first day of pre-production is like January 1st, 2019, right? So then they have at least 3 or 4 months of pre-production, at least for a huge film, right? Then you have 3 months of shooting, right? Then you have a year of post-production.
Hmm.
So I just don't see it. And then you want to release that film in a really interesting time. I would say 2021 is the earliest. I would be shocked if we got any The Batmans before 2020.
Before
I don't know.
2021.
Before 2021, yeah. So I don't know. What do you guys think? What does the chat roll think about that? We did also talk about Plastic Man being in development, and apparently just the fact that it is development, that it is in development, and the writer we mentioned is that actual writer.
Yeah.
And again, this is by no means saying it's greenlit, which means that it's in development, officially. And then this would be, do you have the quote of what Warner Brothers DC says about the tone of the film, which shouldn't surprise anybody.
Working on it.
But basically, this is going to be another action comedy, probably very much in the vein of Shazam to a certain extent. So I think it's interesting that they want to keep different tones out there, just like they do successfully in the TV, like where we have Titans and you have CW shows, and then you have your Teen Titans Go to the Movie shows. Like,
just the part that says comedic action-driven script.
Yeah, basically.
Comedic action-driven script.
That's it.
Yeah, that's what they called it. But interestingly enough, my best friend and my writing partner has been telling me about this girl who's amazing, who's in a bunch of writers' rooms, and her name is Amanda, and she loves her, and she's been wanting us to all get together, whatever. And I didn't realize when we announced this last show that this is her friend Amanda. So who's writing Plastic Man.
Oh, and did we also, I know we didn't have it as an item, but we also talk about the Batgirl film getting an update? I know there was an update because the writer of that film also wrote Bumblebee. And she's the one that is writing Batgirl. And basically, The only update there was that she said that Warner Brothers has been very supportive of her through that process as she's working on that script. So we have Batgirl and the Batman both being development at the same time. Birds of Prey. So there's a lot of bat adjacent kind of things.
Yeah, and we've got bat things going on the TV shows
too. We sure do. We sure do. We mentioned the Snyder cut before of Superman of Justice
Adam
League.
Has been demanding it
because I've been demanding it
for a long time.
Not really.
Banging on the table, jumping from the rooftops. But give me Snyder.
Aquaman did chime in on that, saying that
he said, "I'm obsessed with the Snyder cut too." He said that to MTV. That's just one thing that sucks with our business, where you just can't speak your mind. But yeah, I want to see it.
Yeah.
So he's obsessed.
It's hard. When he's going out there to promote Justice League, he can't be on the carpet being like, well, this isn't really the film that it was supposed to be.
No, because then you sound like a brat and obnoxious and all those things. But I'm sure he wants to see it.
And it's also biting the hand that is literally feeding you.
Yeah.
Like, literally, when he's on set, there's great catering there.
You think? What do you think that their crafty looks like?
Oh, my God.
We should ask.
For Momoa, I bet
he's got... Because he has to stay in shape. He's got, like, meat, I bet.
I bet he's got fish and
meat. It was
all
seafood on the Aquaman set.
Oh, I hope so.
Oysters?
All...
Wow, you think caviar and oyster bar?
Oh, definitely. Definitely in his trailer, I would be doing shots of caviar.
Oh. Have you ever taken oyster shots? Oyster shooters?
Yeah.
With the booze and the oyster and the...
Hell yeah.
It is a little bit of a waste of money because oysters are so expensive and you don't even get to taste them because it just goes down and thing. But
down.
It does make the shot just slime down your whole mouth.
Mmm.
Yeah,
oyster shooters, guys. We love them. Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn.
Is that going to stick?
I hope so.
You think so?
That little addendum is what I said. I believe that's why she's going to be breaking the fourth wall. I'd be like, I can see her saying, like, this is my story.
Yeah.
You might remember me from a couple of years ago. I was in jail, and I was this. You might remember my boyfriend. Well, I'm through with that guy.
Not anymore, Puddin.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could hear it.
I could
see it.
That is coming. That is coming in 2020 with... Wonder Woman 84.
Which is wild.
It's wild that 2020, right now, the only two confirmed DC films are all girl power.
No, we have... Don't we have
2020.
Don't we have one more in 2020?
2020. Nothing confirmed right now.
Wow.
We do this every week. You'd
I
think
know.
We were different people that hosted the show.
I know. I thought we had one more 2020.
But we got Boys in 2019. We got Shazam and Joker.
Green Lantern and Suicide Squad 2. And Cyborg were all supposed to be 2020. So do you think any of those are going to be 2020?
No, definitely none of those are even happening.
None of them even exist.
None of those even exist. In fact, we were seeing hints that they're about ready to push the Green Lantern onto the TV.
Yeah, I see that. I'm seeing that.
It's tough. It's tough. In a way, like, you can understand them, like, investing in movies like Plastic Man and Batgirl and, like, that they're just somehow,
Birds
like...
Birds of Prey.
Birds of Prey, right? Like,
we do have some casting for that, too, by the
way.
What
is the casting about?
We added Chris Messina to the cast, who...
Of Loggins and Messina?
Hmm?
Kenny Loggins? Loggins and Messina?
Oh.
No?
I know him mostly, what is it, like American Horror Story? Or what's the show that I see him on every single week? He's on Sharp Objects, but that's not what I'm thinking about him from. But he's been added to the cast, and I think that...
Comedian Ali Wong. Very funny.
Who I would love to see host the Oscars this year.
Oh, good call.
That's my push.
She should. That's great.
Yeah.
Because
the Oscars sitting there like, we don't know what to do. Who do we have?
Yeah.
Ali Wong. That's who you should have. Look, I just solved your problem.
Okay, so look at him. She's got a couple of Netflix specials, Baby Cobra and a more recent one.
Mm-hmm.
And she's really funny. And do you know anything about the character that Ali Wong is going to be playing in Birds of Prey?
Let's see. You talk about other things, and I'll see if I can tell you. Sadly, she won't be playing a character called Baby Cobra, although wouldn't that be freaking amazing if she was? I would love that. She'll be playing a fan favorite character.
Fan favorite?
This is what it's saying.
Fan fave?
You keep talking.
She's fan fave Ali Wong.
Well, now I'm confused by this because it says instead she'll be playing fan favorite character Renee Montoya, but we had already casted Renee Montoya, so
I think Rosie Perez is playing Renee Montoya.
I don't know why AV Club is saying that.
All right, we're getting our lines crossed. We'll get back to you on more Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn. There was not a lot of movie news this week, kids, but here's one thing that broke just before we took to the air. This is really exciting. We have talked before on this show about DC Universe. How can you not? They got a daily show. They got movies. They got Titans. This is a huge move. They're busting out all these original content, and it was just announced that the DC animated films are going to be released day and date, a la like Netflix or something, on DC Universe, starting with Reign of the Superman on January 29th and continuing with Justice League versus the Fatal Five and Batman Hush.
Yeah, I think this is a huge reason to get it.
This is,
by the way, it's an associate of Renee Montoya's. Now this, this other website saying,
okay,
I think they missed a word.
So, all right, that's interesting. Oh, that's great. So they're going to be like the cops, kind of like. So they're going to be like the Jim Gordon of the Batman relationship with them, maybe somehow.
Do you think that this, going back to the DC
movie,
universe,
animated,
do you think that this is going to help their app as much as I think it's going to?
Well, if you think about it, like, we a lot of times will buy the film, and it's like digitally, it's like $20 to buy the film.
And you can't rent it.
You could wait a couple of months until you rent it, and then it's like $7. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think just for the ability to already have paid that $7 a month or whatever it is, $7.99 or whatever, and then the fact that you're going to get those two or three original films a year, that almost means like that's 3 months that's paying for itself. I think that's huge because people really love these DC films, and I sometimes wait to rent them because I'm like, I don't know how many times I'm going to watch it, so I don't want to buy it. I think this is really smart.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
What is the chat role think about this?
Well, actually, the chat role I was talking, and by the way, in case you guys don't know, you can always join us every single Friday, 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Popcorn Talk's YouTube channel. And that's where we talk to you guys and give shout outs and, you know, take your opinions and make them our own and don't give you any credit. Just kidding. They're talking about the Brightburn trailer right now. They're talking about the fact that they're also excited for Ali Wong. They're kind of talking about whatever they want. You know, we don't have a full reins on the chat roll.
Nobody's giving you giving you hell. What did people think about the animal you transformed to as Jaina of the Wonder Twins?
About bird with
a
tongue?
A bird with a tongue. Like, first of all, that's still a horrible thing to turn into, but I was just like, your previous attempts
were... You were
just
like, happy enough with it?
You were inanimate objects. You were, like, I think you were a color one time.
Oh, we got our boy Johnny. Johnny's in the chat.
Johnny LaQuasto?
Yeah, Jay Quasto.
Oh, where in the world are you, Johnny?
I forget, but, like, somewhere overseas, faux show.
No, right? I think he just got back to the States. Now I think he might be on a cruise or something.
Oh, I want to go on a cruise. Are they any good?
Johnny, you on a cruise? You doing comedy?
Yeah, Archie says Johnny distracted us. Doom Tribe wanted us to know that Johnny's in the chat. They all are talking to Johnny. They don't like us anymore.
Okay, great. Well, I don't think we have too much more movie news.
Which means...
So next week...
That it's...
Okay. I can't believe next week I will have seen the movie by next week.
Thursday. Yeah, you will. Johnny says he's in Grand Rapids now. Just got back from Pakistan.
All right.
So let's talk a little TV time. Wow, and then he's heading out for a cruise out of New York tomorrow. Johnny, you have way better lives than we do here.
Johnny, he's a hustler.
He's a hustler, baby. I just want you to know. We had new shows this week. We had our crossover event, Elseworlds, where we had Flash, Arrow, and Supergirl participating. Then Legends of Tomorrow did what they're considering their own crossover. We had a mid-season finale for Black Lightning. We had episode 10 of Titans that dropped this morning. So DC TV full swing because we're going out with a bang. Did you watch Elseworlds?
I watched all of Elseworlds.
Yes.
I enjoyed it very much.
Me too.
Really liked it. I do think we got cheesed out of a little bit of John Wesley Shipp. Like,
yeah, but
he was there,
he was
and then they just zapped him away. There was no conclusion with him.
But I was just happy he was there. Beggars can't be choosers, Adam.
Whatever. It was just so funny because I like that Flash suit so much more than the one is on the show. So every time they'd show John Wesley's ship, and then they'd show Stephen Amell like
I know.
In like what looked like a kid's costume.
And his face looked so weird in it. Let's get right to my big question.
It just goes to show, by the way, it just goes to show how hard it is to look good in a superhero suit.
Yeah.
Stephen Amell has a perfect physique.
Yeah.
Okay.
And face.
And
he's a perfect looking guy.
He's a great looking guy. And he still looked really silly in that Flash outfit.
Yeah, I agree. Giving a little bit of a spoiler here. So if you haven't seen it yet, you might want to tune out for a second. How are you feeling about going into Crisis on Infinite Earths next season?
Okay, yeah. Well, that's a huge, huge thing. That's why I'd put that at the end because like they said, no, that's okay.
I'm jumping around. I run TV
They teased.
Time,
you do. It's your wheel. It's your neighborhood. it's your crib. I think that is incredible that they announced a 2019 crossover, that it's Crisis. Who are they going to kill?
Yeah, who are we killing? Who are you hoping
to
see?
A lot of people, there's already rumors about Oliver dying.
Do you think we're going to get Supergirl and Black Lightning even possibly, and maybe even the Titans on our same Earth?
Yes. I do think they're going to...
After that episode?
If you're doing Crisis, you're going to fold realities together. I don't know about the streaming service Earths, but it seems like if you consider Earth 1, there's no Superman on Earth 1, right? Like, Superman doesn't exist on Earth 1. So that is crazy. And I just really noticed that. And
where
I guess,
is he, 38? Or what was that?
Yeah, because, you know, and Supergirl alludes to the fact that Batman and Superman know each other on her Earth. So mm-hmm. the Earth 38 is kind of more like our comic book universe. And Batman is more of like a rumor, which still works for me, on the Earth 1.
Me too.
But there's no Superman. So... Crisis means they're all going to fold them together and somebody important is going to die. And a lot of people are thinking because Arrow's gone on the longest that there's a chance that and shows should come to a conclusion.
You think they're going to kill off Arrow in the crossover because there's just no way. He's a producer. I don't even think he'll sign off on that.
What? You don't think he'll sign off on going out with a bang? Oh, boy.
No, I don't think so. I don't know, but stop doing what you're doing.
I couldn't help it. I was trying to get comfortable.
Let's see.
What do you guys think? I think you got to kill someone.
King Sport Cal says Crisis will be very hard to pull off. I agree. They need a massive budget to do what I'm hoping that they do, which is like, what if they got in Gal Gadot? What if they pulled it? Like,
they're not. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, I know.
I don't see
that.
But
that's what I would like to see. That's how big I want it to go. And I think it needs to be more than 3 episodes. Archie says it's time for Oliver to die. Doom Tribe says, I think Arrow will be ending.
You got Batwoman starting as well. You know what I mean? Like, and I think it would be really bold for CW to give, like, to have some meaning. You know, we're always talking about mm-hmm. how many episodes there are versus how many actual meaningful events that keep the mythology moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been the problem with me. Like, the reason I love comics or, like, Doctor Who when it was at its best is because you have... Individual stories.
I didn't know you were a
Whovian. I haven't been in recent years, but like the Russell T. Davies episodes and the beginning of the Moffat, like I was very into it because they had a good mythology that they would keep you coming back for more. I kind of fell out in the Capaldi era, but like we like that kind of serialized storytelling, but things need to happen to keep you invested. So if you're going to do Crisis, it's got to be a crisis.
Yeah.
Things have to happen. And yes, you'll have Black Lightning and Supergirl, I imagine, if they're still going, well, now everything will be on one Earth. Like, that will be the aftermath.
We've got to pull them over into it. And we got to include the Legends.
And I thought it was interesting also in Elseworlds that they took Superman out of it for a couple years.
Breaking news right now, though.
What?
Johnny LaQuasto just said in the chat, John Wesley's ship told me that I should be the Flash a few weeks ago, but I was like, nah, I don't need that responsibility. That's huge news that Johnny was offered to be the Flash.
But he got that offer from John Wesley Shipp.
That's huge news.
Who may or may not be able to just pass that mantle off. We don't know that he has that.
We don't know.
But he might.
Okay, what were you saying about Superman?
They said he's leaving the planet to go have his super baby, and he's going to be gone for a couple years.
Yeah, which might take a little more than 9 months.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
So that's kind of crazy. So we probably, I would imagine if we're going to see Superman again, it's going to be in Crisis and not before.
What do you think about Smallville?
I did love the Smallville tease, the
song.
But do
you think that we have some kind of crossover with the Crisis Smallville?
No.
I think people will be upset by that.
I don't think so. I don't think so. Mm. But maybe. I mean, it will be interesting But what do you think about the DC streaming ones? What do you think about the Titans?
Yes, I mean, Titans this week, somebody said, I forget whether it was just Jeff Johns or Berlanti or something, like, oh, not out of the realm of possibility that there's crossovers. So we'll see. We got to move forward, though, because we only have a few minutes left to talk about some amazing casting news we have. Stargirl has been doing a lot of casting, including somebody that I really like, Joel McHale.
I can't believe that. That's a huge get,
right? It's a huge get.
Star of Community, star of Talk Soup.
Sylvester Pemberton.
Starman.
Starman.
There's a starman waiting in the sky.
Well, that was actually really good.
Thank you.
You were a theater major, so I should expect that.
Well, not a musical theater major. But that's a big deal. But Starman is not a series regular. He's a recurring, probably.
But we don't know what that would end up being, because season one could be like that. Season two could be all in.
Also, Son of the Hulk? Lou Ferrigno Jr.?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that guy was an actor. Apparently, he's on other stuff.
I've never seen him either.
So Lou Ferrigno Jr. is cast as Hourman, a character who has super strength for 1 hour a day, which is such a cool concept.
I think that that's like one of the best things you could implement in a TV show, too.
That is
because
great.
Like, you either got it during the show or you don't.
You try it. You're like, all right, now's when I need it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I needed it.
And then Brian Staff was cast as Wildcat on the show.
Who has sort of appeared in the Arrowverse as well, training some of those people as like a former, he was like a retired vigilante. There was an Arrowverse version of this character.
Yes. Yeah. I wonder how many characters have we done like that? I mean, we do it with Gotham sometimes, and then we did it with Suicide Squad. We had Amanda Waller on Arrow.
Right.
Like, same time.
There have been a couple.
A little bit different. Yeah, we've done a couple of them. We've done a couple of them. Moving forward, we had... Do you get so excited when you see Swamp Thing casting?
I do, and I'm excited about this casting.
Ian Ziering as Blue Devil. You are?
I believe it's Ian.
Really?
I think he says Ian Ziering. Yeah, Ian Ziering is cast as Blue Devil on Swamp Thing.
That's so bad.
No, but you know what? You know what's so great about this? Here's a guy who crawled back.
You're going to have your name, and your name's going to be Ian, and you spell it Ian, though. Sorry.
I think it's Ian Ziering.
That does sound more right.
So this is really cool, because this guy crawled back to relevance doing Sharknado movies, which I know some people think were just like, oh, they're fun to laugh at, whatever.
But they're
awful.
No,
they were just awful,
I didn't
awful
think
movies.
That's what you were going to say.
No, so good for him that he's got him, like, made that work, and now he's in, like, freaking Swamp Thing, which is probably going to be
the best show of all shows. Do you think it's going to be the biggest?
Like budget-wise?
No. Like watching viewers.
Oh, no. I wouldn't necessarily say that. It'll be interesting when it arrives. I can't wait. I do think it could be the best show, though. I definitely think it has potential to be the best show. And I hope maybe too. That's definitely the thing I'm most excited about.
Let's talk Black Lightning, because we got a first look at Lightning in costume. Have you been watching this show at all?
I have. I've fallen off.
I will say that.
So I need to catch up.
I think a lot of people are falling off this show. I think it took a very quick plunge.
Does it hurt it that it's not in the same universe?
I don't think that's the problem. I think it's going real CW on us.
Okay.
Like really Vampire Diaries-esque.
Yeah.
And I'm into that, but I know a lot of my friends who love these shows for what they are not as into it, so I'm hoping to see.
This is what happens on the CW, though. You get that great first season where it's tight, where you know it's going to be, and then they're like, all right, now we got to.
But all that being said, this Lightning costume is so dope.
Yeah, she looks great.
She looks so fierce. Like, I love it. I love what they've done with the costumes on the show so far. So I'm excited about that. Something I'm not as excited about, our favorite series to talk about on the show, a series that we just, you know, cannot wait for. Every single second of every day, Adam's texting me about it. He's just so excited.
Pennyworth.
Yeah.
Alfred Pennyworth.
Yeah. I know that you
apparently some sensuality is going to be in this show.
R-rated. Does that make you want it a little bit more? Because my sarcasm before, in case it didn't shine through, none of us care about the show.
It said R-rated for action, sex, and violence.
Mm-hmm.
Does it make me want to watch it more? Yes. I want to see Alfred's butt. I want to see Alfred's little butler butt.
I know it's little.
What? It's a tight little butler butt. He's usually
probably walking up and down the stairs a lot. So yeah,
well, he's going to be like an action guy. He's going to be like, you know, Secret Service, not Secret Service, but like, you know, Soldier of Fortune kind of stuff. He's going to
soldier tight butt.
Yeah,
little butt,
a firm butt,
but in a good way, little in a good way butt.
Are people excited about Alfred?
No, I have not literally talked to a single person who's into the show. You guys let me know in the chat right now, or if you're not live, let us know in the YouTube comments or on iTunes, because if you are excited about this show, I need it to be pitched to me.
But somebody, I will say this, though, Alfred, much like Krypton Pennyworth and everything else, will I watch? Because it's Alfred, yes.
Yeah, I will,
I'll
too.
I'll give it a couple.
I will, too.
And it might be a crazy good show.
True. You know what else I'm definitely going to be watching?
What's that?
The final season of Gotham.
Oh, me too.
You as are?
They, yeah, definitely. Yes. As they get to 100 yes. episodes, of course.
Thank you. Ben McKenzie said his goodbye to Gotham, though, as they wrapped. A lot of people were putting these out. He said, 5 years, that's a wrap. Gotham, hashtag Gotham. Love to everyone involved. I've loved this show. I've loved how it's evolved. I know I'm in the minority here, but gosh, I can't wait until this final season. Really,
well, I
got to
tell
you,
I am very excited that they have announced it is a small, it's like, what, 10 episodes? Mm-hmm. I can do 10 episodes.
Yes, you can.
And I might even look at some of the ones from last season to catch up a little bit.
And that's coming January 3rd, so it's not too far around the corner. So we got, and
now's a
that
great
will
time
be during our hiatus of a lot of our other shows.
So yeah, we're in hiatus on a lot of shows right now. So now's a good time to catch up if you're not caught up on anything. Next week, we will be able to talk about Aquaman in a spoilery kind of way.
Yeah, I think we'll do a little bit of spoiler free, and then we'll do a bunch of spoilers.
Yeah, great. And I will get to see it next Thursday. So that's pretty much all we got. I'm Adam Gertler. You could find me on Twitter, Instagram, at Adam Gertler. Roxy Stryer, where
that's
can people find
me.
You?
I'm Roxy Stryer. You can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer. Collider Live Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Screen Junkies on Fridays. And of course, The Tomorrow Show Wednesday nights and all over the place. And Johnny LaQuasto, you can find him
at
the chat.
At Jay Quasto in the chat right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, and also you can find him, I guess, like sometimes in Pakistan, sometimes in New York.
And Mike Kalinowski, you can find at Mike Kalinowski.
Yeah, where is he? Somewhere. Doing Christmas stuff.
No, I think.
Hanging lights still.
Probably. Or fighting crime.
Or making those. What happened to his balls? I need his chocolate balls.
I don't know. Before we talk about his chocolate balls, let's say goodbye to everyone. This is not the... Oh, God. Work on your Wonder Twin raps. We'll see you next time, everyone.
Form of a tongue.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Spitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.